big day at work. What would a fashion designer wear? She wondered, as she surveyed all the clothes in her wardrobe. Poppy began to try on outfits, admiring herself in her long mirror each time she put on something different.
"Too party girl," she said as she threw a sparkly dress across her bed. "Too pony girl," she decided as she discarded a jeans and wellies combo. Shorts and a t-shirt were too sporty girl.
She eventually settled on a pretty red skirt and cute white top with red ankle strap sandals and a silver sequined bag. She gathered together everything she thought she might need for the day and put it in her bag. A notebook, coloured pencils, perfume, and a hairbrush. It was vital to look good at the shop.
"I'm ready,"
Poppy called as she raced down the stairs.
"Wow, you look lovely, Mum," she said admiringly.
Poppy hadn't liked to mention it, but since the twins were born, Mum had been looking a bit scruffy. But today she was wearing a pretty yellow dress with a wide belt and matching kitten-heeled shoes. Plus she had put on pearl earrings and makeup.
"Thank you, darling," smiled Mum. "And you look lovely too."
Just as Mum was wondering where Saffron had got to, she saw her niece walking up the garden path and waving at them cheerily. Poppy rushed to the window to see what her cousin was wearing. Saffron had such a great eye for fashion. But Poppy was rather disappointed by what she saw. Saffron looked perfectly nice, but what surprised Poppy was that she looked very, well, ordinary and sensible. For Saffron, this was definitely extraordinary. She was wearing some old jeans with a loose emerald green kaftan top and flat gold gladiator sandals. Her beautiful red hair was tied back in a ponytail, and she wasn't even wearing any makeup.
"I'm dressed for childcare," Saffron explained, as she saw the look on Poppy's face, which seemed to say,
"Why don't you look as glamorous as usual?"
"I've cut my nails short so that I don't scratch the babies, and I've taken off all my jewellery, except my wedding and engagement rings."
"That's very sensible, Saffron," replied Mum. "Angel absolutely loves all things sparkly and shiny. She'd be tugging at your earrings and beads in no time if you hadn't taken them off."
Saffron smiled. She was so excited about looking after the babies, but even though she had spent a lot of time with them since they were born, she was a little nervous. Her aunt had always been there just in case.
"Let's sit down and have a cup of tea, and I'll go through everything with you," suggested Mum.
"Thanks, Aunt Lavender," replied Saffron. "I really hope I can manage everything."
"Don't worry, you'll be just fine. Poppy and I have made a list for you so you don't forget anything. Even if you do, you can always give me a ring at the shop,"
reassured Mum as she unfolded a large piece of paper with writing all over it. Angel and Archie's Day. 9 a.m. Milk feeds. Mix baby rice with 2 ounces milk. Spoon feed. Don't forget bibs. Change nappies after breakfast and get the twins dressed. Classical music baby CDs calm them down if they're misbehaving. 10 a.m. Take for a short walk in pram. Don't forget to take rattles, bottles of sterilised water and spare nappies and wipes, just in case. 10:30 a.m. Put the twins down for a nap. They usually sleep for about an hour. While they're sleeping, please put a wash on and hang up wet clothes in garden. Prepare lunch. Pureed carrots, sweet potatoes and apples. 12 p.m. Lunch includes milk feed. Don't forget bibs. 1 p.m. Nappies will probably need changing and clothes as well. Will be messy from lunch. Put another wash on. 1:30 p.m. Walk to shop for fruit and vegetables, baby rice and baby bubble bath. The general store has my order. It just needs collecting. 3 p.m. Put them down for another nap. Bring in dry washing and hang out wet. Make a start on casserole for supper. Ingredients in cupboard and fridge and recipe on fridge. There are lots of toys and a play mat for when twins wake up. 4 p.m. Prepare the twins' tea and feed them by 5 p.m. Milk feed.